No. It's the Christmas star. And that's all that matters tonight. Not bonuses or gifts or turkeys or trees. See, kids, it means something different to everybody. Now I know what it means to me.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas!
Popping everybody. Yeah, I like it a lot. You know, this was the longest intro in the histories of intros that I've ever filmed or have ever recorded, really. And I have to say, it took me 3 attempts to get this stupid intro down because, like, I had Christmas Vacation and I'm thinking Christmas Vacation isn't really a popular song. Then I had, like, a rock track, which is what you just heard, which is just, like, no lyrics. It's Believe and it's a metal version. And I was like, you know what? I like that version better. It's no lyrics. It's just an instrumental of heavy metal music. And he played a little bit of Canon in it, which I thought was pretty cool. In any event, welcome to the show. This is the Year in Review 2023. And I have to say, this is my favorite show of the year. So let's jump in it. I'm going to just talk about what happened throughout the year. And we have some pretty fun stuff coming your way. So if you guys are new, like and subscribe. Turn on post notifications and stay tuned because we also have a big announcement at the end of the show. Hope you guys enjoy it. All right, everybody, let's get to it. The Year in Review 2023. All right, let's get into the Year in Review 2023. So we're going to talk about what happened to Damar Hamlin. Damar Hamlin is a football player. And what happened to him, he got hit and then he got up, grabbed his chest and he fell. And then also, I talk about what happened during Christmas. Dana White got in a little controversy from hitting his wife. And pretty much just like, I had car trouble. I can't exactly remember what happened, but I know I had car trouble, which is pretty interesting. We had a major announcement, though. I'm going to save that announcement for the end of the video. So anyways, I also talk more about Damar Hamlin because he woke up from his coma. You know, pretty much stuff like that. talk about the Eagles game, talk about more announcements. Then I talk about the Eagles going into the Super Bowl. That was a big thing for everybody. And, like, the Eagles haven't been to the Super Bowl since 2018. If you guys hear background noise, I'm also in my car. But anyways, yeah, the Eagles haven't been to the Super Bowl since 2018. They haven't won the Super Bowl since 2018. And literally, they were in the Super Bowl against the Kansas City Chiefs, which was a really big deal. And because of that one call, and because Patrick Mahomes came back, they lost, unfortunately. And there was also, like, a Chinese spy balloon, so there was a lot of controversy about that. So I talked about that in the during the show as well. And I have to say, like, that whole spy balloon controversy, everyone was saying that, oh, there were tons of spy balloons when Trump was in office, but no one ever saw them. And it was just, like, a really scary time because, like, that time in February last year, I thought we were literally going into World War III. It was literally one of the scariest times in my life, I guess in everyone's life, because we have, like, spy balloons and all that shit. But yeah, like, you know, with this Chinese spy balloon happening and then the Super Bowl, it was a crazy time. But yeah, no, the Super Bowl was a fun show. I love that. I love going and watching the game at the bar, and then Tori almost got into a fight with this old biddy. It was just a crazy time. But they lost, unfortunately. Then there's some news about Tom Brady and retiring. And he actually stuck to his word. He was actually supposed to be a commentator. So there was a joke about him saying, huh, who's going to lose their job at Fox Sports or whatever sports organization when they find out that Tom Brady got the job? So then we talk about Ozzy Osbourne. He suffers from Parkinson's disease. And then he postpones his tour, and then there's talks about him wanting to come back from tour. It was a whole weird thing. Then February 8th goes my first interview, Sierra Prosnick. That was a good episode. She talks about her career, Edward Scissorhands, and pretty much her disability that she has. Then I get a filmographer, John Sundra. And then I talk about the future of my channel, and I actually talk about what I'm going to do with it. And I always, like, had an idea of how long I want to do the podcast. I've always wanted to do the podcast just with, like, you know, either me or, I don't know, maybe continue in a different aspect of doing the show. That's what I've always wanted. But I've also just, I don't know what I want with it. I honestly don't know. I want to do something different with the show, but I also want to do something that's going to benefit me in a couple years. So I made an announcement saying that I'm going to end the show after 10 years of doing it. So June 2nd of 2025, I'm going to be done with the show in general, just all together. You know, why not? There's nothing really for me to do after that. Then I get an interview with my friend Martino Sirafani, and Martino, me and him have actually been good friends since college. So then I talk about artificial intelligence, and it's taking over the world. And here's another thing that's been, like, kind of bugging me lately with this year. There's been a lot of talks about, you know, artificial intelligence taking over the world and AI. And here's the thing with that, like, I know some radio stations, they're actually using their voices. Like, people are signing contracts, so when they retire, AI can take over their voice and, you know, copy what they're saying, which is kind of scary. Because if AI can start taking over people's voices, like SpongeBob, Squidward, like all TV shows and whatnot, then AI is going to take over the world, just in general. It really is. Talk about people being crazy and how crazy everything is in the world around March. And then I start doing the AI dating game as a special. And that was a fun episode. I love AI dating game. And it came to me from a radio show I listened to, but they didn't do AI dating game. They did something different. So I had AI voices of Donald Trump, Joe Biden, and what's his name? Barack Obama. I had those three do AI dating game, and I loved it. And literally, I took a week off in March just to get this whole thing going, but it took, literally 2 weeks to get this thing filmed. Like, it literally was a 2 week long process of any other podcast I've done. It never took me 2 weeks to actually get a podcast produced. Like, this podcast was one of the hardest podcasts I've ever had to produce in my entire life. That's how crazy it was. And as I'm like listening to it, it actually doesn't sound bad at all. I did the whole podcast from the studios. I had the AI voices. I did the AI dating game. I had the voices of Trump, Biden, and Obama. It was a weird thing. So yeah, that was crazy. And then we talk about the Nashville shooting, the chemical spill in the Delaware River, Resident Evil 4. I talk about pretty much just like what's been going on and then how the Nashville shooting affected a lot of people, because back in March, like I want to say it was like 26th or 27th, there was a shooting in Nashville, and it turns out there was a trans woman, female to male woman, I believe. She shot up a school and everyone was affected by it. And it was just a whole thing with trans rights, how she was not in the wrong. And then gun control became a big situation. And it was just a weird thing. And then there was one guy that I work with, and I currently still work with this guy. He would fart so obnoxiously, and I mean, like, to the point where, like, you're sitting down eating crackers, and all you hear is, like, he just farts randomly, doesn't give a fuck. And this guy would just do it, just for no reason. He literally would just sit in the office and fart, and didn't even care. And I was eating crackers once, and the fucking, and they were sealed up, mind you, but I'm sitting there working on a show, and he farts, and then the crackers taste like shit. It was just bad. Then Metallica does a new music, and they talk about a tour going on. And then there was a new movie that came out, unfortunately, which people just talk about spoilers, which I hate. Different story, though. And then I got told something about my show being too corporate, which I thought was kind of dumb, honestly. But, you know, I don't even know what they meant by that. They said the show was becoming too corporate. It wasn't as crazy as it was like 10 years ago almost. But, you know, that's every show. I evolve. Talk about my radio demo. Talk about gun control. Talk about people being reliable. And then I talk about my vacation. So in April, I took a 2 week vacation, and Tori and I went to Florida. And I have to say, that plane ride sucked. I hated that plane ride with a passion. Like, that plane ride was just so bad. We had technical issues. When we were coming back from Florida, the plane dropped like 100 feet. It was just really bad. I mean, I wasn't a fan of it. I really was not a fan. So, I mean, that was just the whole thing that's been happening. And then we talk about Bam Margera missing, because he went missing back in May. And here's the thing with that. Him and his brother got into like a physical altercation, and pretty much just Bam punched him in the face, and that was it. Really wasn't much to it. Then Tucker Carlson and Don Lemon get fired from their jobs. So that was going on there. And then we talked with Ray Gonzalez. He actually did a couple voiceovers with me too. That was pretty cool. We talked about anime and all that stuff. Then I get a rapper, Dom Falcone, on the show. He was an up-and-coming rapper, and we talked with him. And actually, Connie got me that interview. That was pretty cool. Nugget from Q102 comes on the show. We talk about his career, his demos, and all that stuff. And then I talk about a business I'm starting. And this business that I'm starting, it's really just, it's a hard business to start. I'll tell you one thing. I want to start a radio business where everybody who wants to be on the radio, they have their own show, and then I just put it on the radio station. That's something I've been wanting to do, so that's going to be something coming up in a few years. Maybe a year, I don't know. We're just going to see how everything pans out. Then we talk about greedy people, and then we talk about the Sixers and their horrible loss because they lost to the Celtics. Then I talk about Memorial Day weekend and summer plans and 8-year show update. This was fun. So, Memorial Day weekend, or a couple days before, the radio station always does something with one of the shows. It's either they go to the shore, they go to Dewey Beach, they go this place, they go that place, they do whatever. My boss texted me and asked me if I wanted to work at WJBR as a board operator, and I said, what day? She said, for Memorial Day, from, I want to say, 6 to 2. I was like, yeah, that's awesome. I would love to work at JBR. So I worked at JBR for 6 to 2 on Memorial Day, and that was fun. And Tori and I were supposed to go to my summer house for Memorial Day, but I think we stayed home on Friday. Or we went out. I can't exactly remember that exact week, but I know it sucked. Then June 2nd, we do the 8-year show with Paul Keenan and Kevin Bentley. That was a really fun episode. That was really great. Then we talk about Memorial Day weekend hell, wildfire smoke, and self-centered people. I just talk about a self-centered person. I'm not going to get into that. But Memorial Day weekend, that was actually one of the worst weekends that I've ever had in my entire life. I accidentally blinded my uncle, and there's a story behind that. We were working on like these metal springs, and when I was working on these metal springs, he literally got hit in the eye by accident, and I'm like thinking, oh shit, I'm like, I blinded my uncle, and I did. This is a true story. Like, I blinded him, I think, and Tori and I had to take him to the hospital. We went to a hospital up in like the Poconos, and we went to the hospital in Philly. So it was just a long, long, long weekend. It was really bad. Then we talked about the wildfire smoke in Canada and how it affected people. And then we talked about the air quality and how it's not getting good. And we were in like the danger zone, and now we are kind of getting into a little bit of it's kind of getting a little bit easier, and we could breathe now. That wildfire smoke was scary. I mean, it really was a scary thing just to like encounter. Like, I never would have thought in my, you know, 28 years of living, we would encounter wildfire smoke that's coming from Canada. I mean, yes, we're on the East Coast, but Canada is far away, you know. Then I talk about some summer jobs, and I talk about other stuff that's going on. And then I talk about my knuckle getting, like, really screwed up. And this was in June, because I was doing a radiothon. It was John DiBella's last radiothon. Oh, wait, I got to talk about that. So then I talk about John DiBella retiring. That's what happened at my job. John DiBella said he was retiring, and I was doing the last radiothon for him, and literally when I was doing the last radiothon, I was like, all right, cool, I gotta do this, I gotta do that, whatever. And when I was doing a show, I would crack my knuckles constantly, and I feel like I really, like, busted my knuckle. Like, my knuckle was hurting, and I felt like I was getting, like, carpal tunnel or something. It was really weird. So then, after that, we had the submarine where it just, like, mysteriously disappeared, and then it vanished in, like, thin air underwater, and they lost, you know, communication with these people. Talk about the update of what's going on, summer memories and live music. Talk about the submarine getting found and how it just, like, I don't know, it just exploded underwater. Talk about more summer stories, Flashback Friday. Renee Mazur comes on the show. Talk about Ryan Seacrest's new job and severe storms. And then I talk about some old footage. And then we have John DiBella retiring. That was a good episode. That was a great day for me. I mean, it was the last day for him. He retired in the summer. It was just an all-around really great day. I remember it like it was yesterday. So I come in early. There are people saying goodbye to John. There's a group of trucks. It was a really awesome episode. The news, I think it was like ABC News came to the station. We all had, we all like said cheers to him to retirement. And we all just drank, I want to say it was champagne at 9 in the morning. That was like one of the worst things I've ever could have done. Because I'm just like, eh. But yeah, we talked about his retirement, which is pretty cool. I enjoyed that. And, you know, he was a really nice guy to work for. I hope I get to, like, talk to him soon. Maybe next year. That would be pretty awesome. So then I take a break in the summer. And that was pretty much what I wanted to do. I wanted to take a break in the summer and relax. And yeah, I took a break the whole summer. And here's what we're going to do. Let's take a break. I'm going to play some music real quick. And I'm going to talk about the rest of 2023. Because, like I said, there's a lot of things all over the place. But yeah, I'm going to finish off the rest of 2023. And then we're going to talk about the future for 2024. And so on and so forth. All right, so I'll be back. Let's take a break.
In the world, many people are looking for love.
If you're looking for love, go home to your mother.
Are you tired of looking for love?
Stop looking for it. You don't need love. Okay.
Look no further. The rabbi is here to help you out.
Love and commitment in a relationship are incompatible. Make up your mind. Do you want a relationship or do you want love?
Are you also tired of all that pesky affection that you need from your children?
Parents love from their children.
Well, call the number 1-800-I-NEED-NO-LOVE. That is 1-800-I-NEED-NO-LOVE.
Loneliness can be shared.
To become a sponsor on my show, please feel free to email me at tjg0114@yahoo.com. That is T as in Tom, J as in Jam, G as in Giraffe, 0114@yahoo.com. I will promote your small business or businesses or services on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and Spotify for a low monthly fee. So please feel free to email me, tjg0114@yahoo.com. I hope to speak with you soon, and happy holidays.
Fanatic Sports Update.
I'm TJ Gleason, and this is your 97.5 Fanatic Update. The Sixers lost to the Pelicans, 124-114. They are expected to play the Celtics tomorrow at 7:30. The Flyers had some bad luck after getting defeated by the Hurricanes 4-1 on Tuesday. They play tonight at 7:30 against the Jersey Devils at the Wells Fargo Center. And now for your Philadelphia Eagles. DeAndre Swift is listed as questionable for his ankle, where he has limited participation for Wednesday and Thursday's practice before he is fully upgraded to full activity on Friday, clearing up any concern about Sunday's game. The Eagles versus the 49ers at 4:25 at Lincoln Financial Field. I'm TJ Gleason, and that is your Fanatic Update. All right, we are back. And by the way, if you guys are listening, I am in the car. So just bear with me. I kind of need to do this, and I have a lot of things to do today. So I really can't be doing this at home or in a small space. But yeah, let's just bear with me. Anyways, we left off with summer. I took a 2-month break. I just wanted just to hang out, you know what I mean? Not do any podcasts, not worry about anything. So I actually asked my old high school teacher, I was like, hey, you know, I was on the school news. I was like, is there any way that you can give me the files from the school news back in like 2012, 2013? And he was like, yeah, I can get you some files. Why? What's up? I'm like, I'm trying to do something for the podcast. So he eventually gave me 40-minute footage of pretty much me doing the school news in high school. And I needed the high school files. And it was a video of me doing the school news with friends. And it was really an awesome just thing to do. So then we start off with the summer kickoff party, which was on Labor Day. And I have to say, that actually pissed me off, Labor Day weekend. And one guy I worked with, he had COVID, pretty much. and he came to work, and it was just a shitty thing because, like, he had COVID, so then Tori and I had to isolate for that week of labor. I was just pissed. Anyways, then we do Welcome Back. And then around that time, we had an escaped convict that was roaming around Westchester. And it was really bizarre that he was just walking around, and it was just a crazy thing. So, yeah, we had the escaped convict, and he was just roaming around, and, yeah, it was crazy. And then he eventually got caught. Talk about fantasy football and the Eagles, and I do an interview with Vincent DeSanti from Womp Stomp Films. Then we talk about the government shutdown and a few people that don't like me particularly. Also talk about dumpster diving, disrespectful kids, Phillies, the looting. I do a Halloween movie review. Then I interview Jordan Klupp, Trips Ahoy. Then I do conspiracy theories. And this is where a guy from work named Sam Whalen comes on my show. Like, he was like, hey, what are you doing? I was like, I'm doing a podcast. He was like, cool, can I be a part of it? I'm like, fuck yeah. I'm like, let's do it. So Sam Whalen, me and him work together. We have really good chemistry. I'm like, you know what? This is really good. We're just going to have Sam, you know, join the show. Why not? And Gaz Reynolds, that was another interesting show. So Gaz Reynolds is from England. And literally when I was doing his interview, we did it over Facebook video call, which the files got corrupted and I couldn't get any audio. And because the guy didn't know how to do Zoom, which was really stupid, but you know, we eventually got that in. I talk about the Phillies win, talk about fantasy football and the top 10 Halloween movies. Marshall Woods joins the show. Bob Kaplan returns, which was kind of cool because that's the thing. Like, I haven't talked to Bob or really hung out with him in a while. And I'm just glad he came back and, you know, promoted what he was doing because it was a really interesting thing to do, you know. Then around Halloween, I do Tuesday night soundtracks for the Halloween episode, which was really cool. And then the Philly sports guy comes in. Then I talk about Christmas decorations with Tori around November. Mike Rossi comes on the show. Then I talk about Thanksgiving, first snowfall. Then I introduce a new series called Old Work Stories. And I thought that was a pretty interesting concept, talking about my old work stories, because the jobs that I used to work at were kind of bizarre. And some of the things I've encountered were really bizarre. Like, for example, I don't know if I said this in an episode, but I do remember that there was one time in particular we were working at a hospital, my dad and I. We worked as a parking attendant. He was the manager. And when we were at the hospital, there was a helipad. And literally where the helipad was, there were people shooting at cops, which I thought was pretty scary. And that was late at night, so that was a pretty cool idea. But yeah, old work stories. I implemented that in the show, which was cool. But yeah. Then we talk about Taylor Swift, how she ruined the NFL, old work stories part two. I talk about how I'm fed up. Talk about Guess That Movie Theme Christmas Edition with Sam again, which was pretty awesome. And then the top five Christmas presents of 2023. Thought that was pretty cool. Paul Moderato. And then obviously the Bad Mary and the top five favorite interviews in 2023. So yeah, we did a lot of interesting things this year. I mean, I didn't really have a lot of interviews, which I should have, but, you know, it is what it is. I thought that was a pretty good, fun, you know, idea that we floated with. The old work stories and just talked about a lot of random things. It's kind of like my own radio show. So, yeah, I mean, that's really it. And, you know, there were a lot of other things that passed by and, whoa, Santa Claus and the Grinch are outside. That's kind of cool. Like I said, I'm driving, so there's a lot of weird things happening. But yeah, I will talk about that announcement real quick as well and talk about what's to come. So pretty much last year, I interviewed Jason Schuyler, and he actually works for a news station. I'm not going to say where he works, but when I interviewed him last year, he told me where he worked. And I was like, you know what? I kind of want to work there. If it's on air, let's see what happens. I took an on-air position at Oldies XL. And when I took that on-air position, I literally thought, like, okay, this is going to be interesting. So when I went there, I trained for a couple days and I left. I said, you know what? I'm not going to go to Oldies XL because this looks stupid. I'm bored or I'm not ready for it. It was pretty much kind of more just like I wasn't ready to become on air yet. And I denied the job. And I did a podcast where I talked about Oldies XL and all that. So then flash forward to, you know, now, I talked to Jason again and I was like, hey, like, I want to go back to Oldies XL. What should I do? What would be the best approach? He told me what I should do. And then he pretty much said, you know, try it. Just try it. And, you know, if you like it, you like it. You don't, you're not going to be locked into a contract. I said, okay, cool. I went to Oldies XL in November and I got a job interview. And the guy who interviewed me, same guy as last year, he told me, like, hey, this is what's going to happen. We hired a lot of people and there's, you know, limited jobs to be on air, but I'm going to train you to be on air so that way when people take vacations, I'm going to give you like on-air work. I was like, all right, cool. And he said, so let me come up with a proposal and we'll go from there. Mike came up with a proposal and he gave me the hours. He wanted me to work 6 p.m. to 4 a.m. And I was like, when? He was like, Saturday. And then Sunday, 6 to 10. And I thought about it more and more. And I'm like, I don't know if I could do that. 6 a.m. to 4 a.m. or 6 p.m. to 4 a.m. So I asked him, I was like, hey, how about this? Let me do 6 to 12. 6 p.m. to 12. I could do that. So he said, all right, that's fine. Work 6 p.m. to 12 a.m. And he said, and you'll be doing on-air, you know, work when people take vacations. So I said, okay, cool. And starting next year, I will be working at Oldies XL on Saturdays and Sundays as a board operator / part-time on-air personality. I'll be doing that next year. And I'm really excited for that. Because, you know, I believe in this station. I think it has potential to grow. I think that, you know, what they're paying me is really fair. And I think it could last a long time. And I think I could actually work there for a long time as well. I mean, yeah, it's over the weekends what I'm doing. But I honestly think that, and I can do it. And I'm pretty sure I could take off a couple weekends and do what I want to do, you know, hang out with the family or go to my summer house. I believe everything will be fine. And I'm glad that everything's going to work out. But I do want to say this. Oh, I want to get into some predictions first before I go into my little closing statement for the show. But I just want to say I'll be at Oldies XL next year as well as Beasley Media Group. So that should be great. I can't wait because it's going to be after New Year's when I start. And yeah. So should be interesting. But I do want to say this. I am really happy for all the friendships I made. I do want to say this too. Also, during last year when I was in the Oldies, going in the Oldies and all that, I was pretty much the only one working at the radio station where I'm at because a couple people left and I was pretty much the guy running the whole entire business at that station. It sucked. It really did. So, hey, it is what it is. In any event, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I want to say, you know, thanks to everybody who listened this year. Thanks to everybody who, you know, supported me. I want to thank, you know, everybody who's come on the show, and I made a lot of good friends throughout this year. I made a lot of great people as well. I have a lot more ideas for 2024 too. And I want to get into a little bit of predictions real quick. So last year, I predicted that I was going to be a radio audio engineer. I was going to work at a different station. And those were only two, actually. So radio engineer and work at a different station. So I tried radio engineering. I didn't like it. It wasn't for me. I tried it and I tried everything about it. It just wasn't for me. I wasn't a big fan. So I didn't do it. Working at a different radio station. Oh, that was gross. I then started working at a different radio station, which was WJBR. And then they let me go because they sold the station. And yeah, that was that. So I did two predictions last year. One of them didn't come true, and the one did come true until mid-October, which was fine. So my prediction for this year, and here are my predictions. I'm going to work as an on-air personality at Oldies. I'm going to be on air at WMGK. Then I'm going to do more interviews with this podcast, and I mean like really good interviews. I'm going to have a couple more famous people this year. Like, I want to have Don McLean on the show. I found his contact information. I'm going to get Don McLean on the show. I want to get a couple more famous people. I'm going to try to get Bam Margera on the show as well. And I'm going to take the podcast to the next level. And I said this last year and a couple years ago. I want to take the podcast and do a live event somewhere. So I'm going to take the podcast to the next level. And I'm going to stop doing episodes in the car. But, you know, for this day and age, not even this day and age, for just one particular experience, I got to do it. But, yeah, I'm going to take the podcast to the next level. And I'm going to just have fun. And Tori and I will have a dog by next year. Those are my predictions. So, yeah. But that's going to be it. I'm going to be done. And I'm actually going to take a big vacation this week. This is my last day until January 15th. Taking 4 weeks off. So hope you guys enjoy it. Because I'll be done podcasting for a while. I need 4 weeks. And, you know, I just want to have the rest of winter and my birthday. And maybe I could talk about some stuff coming up, too. I mean, maybe I'll tease stuff. I don't know. But, yeah, I'm taking a 4-week vacation, which will be great. So, yeah, I'm done. And I want to say this to everybody. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. And hope you guys enjoy your holiday. I hope everyone has a safe holiday. I hope everybody is going to enjoy what's to come in the next, like, year. I'll be 29, and you got one more full year with me until I do half a year with the podcast. So stay tuned for that. So, yeah, I'm done. I'll see you guys later. Oh, I want to talk to you. I want to say one more thing, too. The one guy, Steve, who I used to hang out with and was on the show, me and him are no longer friends at that point. I'm going to leave that on a little note right there, because people who do listen to the show, they do know Steve. And, you know, whatever he does in life, that's fine. Go for it. I said that in the episode earlier this week when I did the top five interviews. Just kind of explain my side. I mean, if he wants to explain his side on a different podcast, so be it. Who gives a fuck? That's the thing. I'm done with friends who don't want to be in my group or follow me on this journey. Like, if you don't want to follow me on the journey, that's fine. Do you. See what I care. I'll sleep fine at night. But I just wanted to mention that because I did mention that in the episode the other day. So, yeah.
But, yeah. So that's it. Merry Christmas, everybody. Love you all to death. And, I'm going to say fuck C-S-E-X. Those are people. So fuck those people. And, love you all. Bye.